Have a seat.
And we are now going to, given the large number of people that still wish to testify and the fact that we're shooting to get out of here between 5:30, we're going to go to 1 minute each. So, Carla, if you could call the last three, or the next three.
The next three are Rabbi Cabrera, Rob Jacobs, and Ron Swerdlin. And they'll be followed by 35, 36, and 38, Crystal Ilinski, Doug Bennett, and Stephen Goldberg.
Welcome, and as I said earlier, all you need to do is give us your name, and each have 1 minute, and there's a clock in front of you, and Rabbi, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Rabbi Kahana. You've heard today from rabbis from across the spectrum here in Portland, all in agreement about the issue of not including Caterpillar on this divestment list. It's clear, as we've heard from the SRI committee today, that the only reason that they're, the primary reason that Caterpillar has been included is because of their disagreement with the policies of the State of Israel. Commissioner, I appreciate very much your comments at the beginning and agree with your statement that we have to be very careful about how we use this powerful tool. This statement, should Caterpillar be included, will be seen by the community at large as a slap against the State of Israel and being identified uniquely. If we want to be builders of peace, and you all know me, and you know that in this community, I want to be a builder of peace. BDS is not a process that will create peace. It is not a process that will enable conversation that helps to build a community of peace. This is a resolution that works against all of our ideals.
Thank you.
Rabbi, could I just, I'm sorry, I know this is going to take a bit of time, but I appreciated your service on the Oversight Board for Police Accountability.
Thank you.
If Caterpillar was just on the list because they're now the prime contractor for the wall against Mexico, apparently, or because that they've involved in the Dakota pipeline development, would you still feel the same way?
Perhaps, but I have to say, Commissioner, that no matter the nuance of the decision that's made here, it will be quite clear that Caterpillar will be seen as being on that list because of its policies in Israel. This is BDS's movement. This is their technique to isolate the State of Israel.
Thank you.
My name is Rob Jacobs. I'm the regional director for Stand With Us, which is an Israel education and advocacy organization. And I say that because I'm familiar with the arguments you're hearing today. I've heard them for the past 8 years. And when they bring up the numerous reasons to identify Caterpillar on the list, they talk about taxes, overpaid CEOs, other issues that sadly are way too familiar to us on corporations across the board. Caterpillar is here because it sells a product to Israel, but it also sells it, as you've heard, to the Palestinian Authority, to Palestinians across the country, to the United States, France, England, all around the world. If we're to refuse to invest in companies that sell to Israel, as well as to the Israeli military, then we'd have to divest also from Microsoft, Boeing, Google, Dell, John Deere, GM, Ford, Intel, and many other companies that are essential to the Israeli government and the Israeli military.
Okay, thank you.
Time's okay.
Up. Sir?
My name is Ron Swerdlin. I'm a retired naval officer. The BDS movement, of which Occupation Free Portland is an extension, and though it claims to be a human rights organization to end the occupation of the West Bank, in truth, it exists solely to ultimately destroy Israel, the only democratic state in the Middle East. It is opposed to a two-state solution. Omar Barghouti, co-founder and leader, said, definitely, most definitely, we oppose a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. In essence, he is proposing that the current state of Israel be free of Jews. This would follow on the 850,000 Jews expelled from the surrounding Arab countries after 1948. This divestment from Caterpillar is merely a subterfuge to boycott Israel. In addition, the leaders of the BDS movement hold America in contempt. Mayor and commissioners, please consider whether you want your vote to be in favor of a resolution sponsored by a group affiliated with BDS, which at its core despises our way of life and espouses the ethnic cleansing of the Jews, the true indigenous people of the region,
sir,
dating back 1,200 years before the birth of Christ.
Thank you. Thank you all. Next three.
Yes, I'm sorry, I missed a name for the disability list. It was Muhammad Nabil. He needs to come up now. And then 35 and 36, Crystal Ilinski and Doug Bennett can come up now. And they'll be followed by 38, 39, and 40, Stephen Goldberg, Diane Pullen, and Joe Finkboner.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and start? They may be working their way down here, but just give us your name and you have 1 minute.
Thank you. My name is Muhammad Nabil. I came here because, like, this issue is an entire list that was recommended to you to put on a do not buy list affect me in many ways, you know, because first of all, people of color here has been suffered a lot from the prison industrial complex, suffered a lot and still suffering right now in Dakota Access Pipeline in Standing Rock. And as a person who grew up most of my life in Gaza, I saw many hopes and many futures destroyed by Caterpillar and their bulldozers. My wall in my school was destroyed by the D9 bulldozer. So if you are really invested in building hope and building future, please put this on your do not buy list. Not just Caterpillar, but all the 10 companies that propose to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, next three.
Is Crystal Ilinski or Doug Bennett here? Okay, let's go with Stephen Goldberg, Diane Pullen, and Joe Finkboner, 38, 39, and 40. And then after them will be Phil Jayon Kilorg, I believe it is, Dick Toll, and Catherine Alder, 41, 42, and 44.
Sir, go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Stephen Goldberg. As an attorney who has been involved in civil and human rights law cases locally, on a national basis, and internationally, and as a member of the Jewish community in Oregon and a 35-year member of Congregation Havarah Shalom, Mr. Hornstein, I resent being called a fringe Jew. I applaud the deliberative process engaged in by the SRI committee, and I applaud you as a council for having initiated that process, and urge each of you to accept the committee's recommendations, particularly regarding Caterpillar and the banks. Caterpillar's D9 bulldozers have been used to demolish Palestinian homes, destroy the urban infrastructure of Palestinian cities, and level whole neighborhoods in Gaza. These are not just bad acts, these are violations of international law. Caterpillar bulldozers have been used to destroy sacred burial sites in Standing Rock. That's a violation of international law.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Goldberg. Your time's up.
Are we doing 1 minute now?
We're doing 1 minute now. Okay.
My name is Reverend Diane Doolin, a minister of the United Church of Christ. I categorically reject the ad hominem attacks leveled against those of us working for justice through nonviolent economic leverage. Not long ago, I spent almost a week with the water protectors in North Dakota, joining them in working nonviolently there to prevent a pipeline which you, too, have condemned. You have condemned the destruction of land, the violation of indigenous people, the reprehensible desecration of holy ancestral sites. In nearly identical ways that these things are being done by Caterpillar equipment in North Dakota, I have seen Caterpillar tractors work in Palestine, Israel. As devastating as it is to see Caterpillar equipment build illegal walls and structures, even worse is the profound violence perpetrated by these pieces of equipment, demolishing homes, uprooting farmlands and ancient olive trees, destroying infrastructure.
Thank you, ma'am. Your time's up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm Joe Finkbonner. I'm a member of the Lummi Tribe near Bellingham, Washington, and a Portland resident for the last 15 years. I trust that you all had a meaningful Thanksgiving holiday surrounded by loving family and friends, and I would ask that you reflect on this past week and you see the irony of the holiday as we think of the hundreds of American Indians that were being hosed and watered during the freezing temperatures and shot with rubber bullets that had been attacked by dogs in their effort to protect their sacred lands that were destroyed by caterpillar. Now more than ever, with the recent elections, local leaders need to step up to ensure that the values of the constituents are represented and voiced. I know that residents of Portland want to send a clear message that if you violate human rights, contribute to that violation, or tolerate it, then we do not want to do business with you. I thank you for representing Portland constituents and for listening to my concerns. I respectfully request that you agree with my plea to take supporting action to place Caterpillar on the Do Not Buy list.
Okay, thank you all. Next three.
The next three are Phil, I believe it's Jayon Killory, Dick Toll, and Catherine Alder, 41, 42, and 44. They'll be followed by Ron Warner Jr., Marlene Eid, and Phyllis Beckmeyer, 45, 46, 47.
Just a reminder that you can send in additional testimony. We're not going to be deliberating or voting until a couple of weeks. We've got, I think, another 60 people to fit in, which is why we've gone to a minute.
Okay, ma'am. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Reverend Catherine Alder, and I'm a pastor in the United Church of Christ. You will be joining multiple denominations who said no to Caterpillar. This is what we're talking about. That's what the D9 looks like. It's not that cute little machine you see in the farmland. This is what destroys. On my many trips to Palestine, I have visited with multiple Palestinians, met one young student who is home in Bethlehem, had just been destroyed for the third time that morning. Dawood Nassar, a Christian peacemaker, lost 1,400 trees bulldozed by a caterpillar. Fitakista, a young Palestinian girl in Gaza, witnessed 60 Palestinian homes being destroyed in one day by caterpillar. Caterpillar has destroyed the Bedouin Palestinian village of El Aragib 84 times since 2010. That's south of Jerusalem. You are seeing, you're witnessing Jewish, Christian, Muslim, and atheist brothers and sisters here to ask you to put Caterpillar on the no-buy list.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend. Next three.
Ron Warner, Jr., Marlene Eid, and Phyllis Beckmeyer. And they'll be followed by 48, 49, and 50, Dana Mustafa, Layla Tenants, and Mark Braverman.
Okay, we'll start with you, ma'am.
Good afternoon. My name is Phyllis Beckmeyer. My time goes to share a video of Jeff Halper, who is the Israeli-American director of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions.
Is this video a minute?
On the video.
Why don't we let the other two talk, and then we'll, when you get your video up, we'll
good idea.
We'll give you the minute, but only a minute. So. Okay, sir. Why
not, great. Yeah. Thank you. Hi, my name is Ron Werner. I'm a pastor in the Lutheran Church here in Portland, Oregon. Two summers ago, I had the opportunity to be a part of an interfaith delegation of Christians, Jews, and Muslims to visit Israel and Palestine. I was particularly struck as a father of a new kindergartner at Harvey Scott Elementary in Northeast Portland at an educational center in the Palestinian village of Silwan that we visited. I noticed that a lot of the children there had toys and stuffed animals in their backpacks. And I thought, oh, wow, their parents must have lost the negotiation on the way to school about how many toys you could bring to school with you. I have that negotiation daily with my kids. I later learned that these kids were bringing their most prized possessions, stuffed animals and toys, with them to school every day because friends of theirs had lost their homes when they got home from school. To not have your home be there after a day at school is devastating to a child. As a faith leader in Portland and as a parent in Portland, I strongly encourage the city council to accept the recommendations of the SRI committees, do not buy list, and please place Caterpillar on there.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Madeleine Naid. I'm a Palestinian American. I grew up in East Jerusalem, in the old city of Jerusalem. And as a 9 year old, I witnessed a caterpillar bulldoze a house. For me, whenever you say caterpillar, it's destruction. The first thing that comes to my mind is destruction. And I really would like to add to whatever you have said already here about how children are affected by seeing those things. As a psychologist and as someone who has lived also in that area and under Israeli occupation, which it seems like everybody is really forgetting that Israel is an occupier, so there's no such a thing as a benign occupier or occupation. And I would like to draw your attention to how much children can be affected by seeing the scenery. As a 9 year old, as I said, I went to Sheikh Jarrah, which is in the suburbs of Jerusalem, and there was a house that was given a 24 hour notice to evacuate. And the woman, who's the mother of nine children, was just sitting in the rubble of the house. And a lot of the Palestinian community was coming up there to give them help, to give them blankets, food, whatever.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, did we get the video up? Okay.
Hey, my name is Jeff Halper. I'm the head of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. And we've been involved for many years in campaigns to call the human rights abuses of Caterpillar to account. In particular, the D9 bulldozer, which is a two-story, huge mining machine that's explicitly used for demolishing Palestinian homes. It's sold to the Israeli government as military equipment. And in fact, the shovel of the bulldozer, which is one story high, is especially designed with the Israeli army for the It's explicitly for the demolition of homes. Because if you take a normal mining bulldozer in a building, it'll fall, it'll collapse on the driver. The shovel is designed in a way that when it hits a Palestinian home, which is its only use, it'll fall away from the driver. And in fact, last year, in 2014, bulldozers destroyed.
Okay. Next three, please.
Next three are 48, 49, and 50, Dana Mustafa, Layla Tenants, and Mark Braverman. And they'll be followed by the first 51, 52, and 53, Ned Roche, John Shuck, and Tom Bielman.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dana, and I am a student at Portland State. I'm here to express my anger that I have with Caterpillar, and I encourage you to include it in the city's Do Not Buy list. Caterpillar is a very harmful company that participates in the acts of human rights violations all over and has even violated international law. It is currently playing a role in building the Dakota Access Pipeline, participates in home demolitions in Israel and in the occupied West Bank. Just recently, the student government at Portland State has passed a resolution including for the university to divest from Caterpillar, among other corporations. By researching Caterpillar, you can easily see it's not a corporation that values human rights or the environment. As a city, we should use our tax dollars to invest socially responsibly by valuing human rights and give notice to corporations that as a city, we will not invest in them regardless of where human rights violations are occurring. I'm here as a student, as a Palestinian, and as a member of this community to ask you to follow in the steps of the Portland State University student government to stand by the HRC decision put forward and to do the right thing by putting Caterpillar on your Do Not Buy list.
Thank you. Sir?
My name is Mark Braverman. I'm a resident of Portland, and I'm Jewish. Earlier this year, the Human Rights Commission heard the facts concerning Caterpillar. They ruled very clearly and unanimously that Portland should not be invested in them. The uproar was huge, and the pressure was brought to them so that they met again, they listened again, and they came to the same conclusions. It's the same litany of arguments on both sides that you've been hearing. You didn't even have to sit through it again. The commission heard that and said, yep, we hear that you've got a disagreement in the Jewish community. The facts are as they are. We shouldn't be holding this stock. It's not about BDS. It's not about anti-Semitism. It's about the six criteria that you have clearly read and what the rules and the principles of the city tell you needs to be done. I don't mean to sound flip about this, but you folks are having to sit through over and over again a Jewish family argument. I don't mean to be flip about it. It's a very, very serious conversation. It's huge. It's tragic for us. We have to understand what Israel has become and what we need to do about it. That's not what this is about. This is about Caterpillar. It's about a human rights situation like any other, and that's how you need to make your decision.
Thank you.
Next three are Ned Roche, John Chuck, and Tom Buhlman, and they'll be followed by 54, 55, and 56, Curtis Bell, Stephanie Wahib, and Tigerman Lee.
Okay, would you like to start?
My name is Ned Roche, a proud member of Jewish Voice for Peace. As a Jew, I'm not surprised that a recent national survey found that 92% of rabbis believe investors have a moral obligation to avoid investments that harm society and are morally responsible for harm their investments cause. Companies like Caterpillar and Wells Fargo, for all the reasons you've heard, absolutely belong on our do not buy list. As Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel put it, we can no longer compromise on moral values. We respectfully demand that you put our money where our mouth and our values are. That would be in keeping with the highest ethical teachings of all of our traditions, an inspiration to other cities around the world, and an important statement of solidarity with our indigenous sisters and brothers from Central America to Palestine to Standing Rock. Thank you very much.
My name is John Schack. I'm a minister in the Presbyterian Church USA. I moved to Portland a couple of years ago. I love this city because it cares about conscience. It's not perfect, but it cares when it's imperfect. And this is an opportunity to care about conscience. I was a commissioner to the 2014 General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church, and I voted with the majority to put Caterpillar on the church's equivalent of Portland's Do Not Buy list. This was not a decision that was made lightly. There was great opposition, including false and hateful charges of anti-Semitism. But after 10 years of trying to negotiate with Caterpillar and Caterpillar's intransigence, the courageous decision had to be made. They are responsible for the things they sell because they are explicitly involved in the destruction of the companies and the countries and the organizations that use their equipment. We will not profit from human rights abuses. The church said that. Unitarian Universalists said it, United Church of Christ said it, the Quakers said it. It's time now for Portland to say it. We've got your back. Do the right thing.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Tom Buhlman. I'm a member of the United Church of Christ. This summer, for the third year in a row, I traveled to the occupied West Bank of Palestine, where some 2.7 million Palestinians reside today. I wish you could have joined my interfaith delegation for this trip. You would have seen for yourselves the vast destruction of property and livelihood and other violations of human rights by Israeli military forces using Caterpillar tractors. During our trip, we saw Caterpillar tractors excavating great swaths of land, forever expanding illegal settlements. We saw Caterpillar tractors grading land for further expansions of the separation wall and met many people whose lives were affected by that. My key point, it can be hard for us in this comfortable city to imagine the scale of this destruction and the systematic nature of the violence, but it is real, it is happening right now, and it is entirely inconsistent with Portland values. Please put Caterpillar on the Do Not Buy list.
Okay, thank you all. Next three.
Are Curtis Bell, Stephanie Wahib, and Tigerman Lee. And they'll be followed by 57, 58, and 59, Ava Soto Perella, Gemma Noel, and Anika Henry.
Okay, why don't we start with you, sir.
Hi, I'm Tiernan Lee. I'm part of Students United for Palestinian Equal Rights at PSU and also Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines. I just want to thank you for hearing us today, and I want to acknowledge and applaud the diverse list of companies that you have considered for divestment and from which you have already divested. I'm on the Solidarity Committee for both aforementioned organizations, and there's a real palpable connection between Palestine and the Philippines. We must develop a real global understanding of connection, that many of these companies, especially Caterpillar, can be found all over this planet creating environmental havoc, and they are complicit in human rights violations for which they are responsible. Under the United Nations Guidelines for Business and Human Rights, a company is obligated to practice due diligence to ensure that its products and services are not to violate international law and human rights. In response to the list of other countries espoused to not be held accountable, they actually are. The U.S. has sanctions on Syria, Iran, and North Korea. My involvement with these issues, I think, are really similar to the reasons your SRI committee exists, to make sure that global abuses of human rights do not go unchecked, and so that people are made aware of how their tax dollars are spent in Portland, and making sure that we remain a model city and community of moral fortitude. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to the SRI committee for its difficult and diligent work. My name is Stephanie Wahab. I'm a Palestinian American. I'm a professor at Portland State University, where I teach social justice to future social workers. Like you, I care about human rights, about justice, and about fairness, and I believe that the city of Portland should continue to walk its talk around equity issues and hold companies like Caterpillar accountable for its socially and environmentally reckless behaviors. In response to some of the questions that have been resurfacing in some of the comments today about why not all the companies, why this company, I'd like to suggest that why not all the companies is not a reason to do nothing. In response to the question, why not all the companies, I would love for this city to say maybe they'll be next because of this amazing process. Let's be brave. I urge you to consider whether human rights, the environment, world peace, a profitable corporation paying taxes are important issues to you. And if they are, please divest from Caterpillar because of the values that this city embraces.
Thank you.
My name is Curtis Bell. I'm a member of the Steering Committee of Occupation Free Portland. I'm also a member of First Unitarian Church here in Portland and president-elect of an organization, Unitarian Universalist for Justice in the Middle East, that works for justice in the Middle East. I want to express my great thanks and deep appreciation to the members of the council for all you've done to align the city's investments with our city's human and environmental values. In doing so, you've made history and set an example for other cities to follow. I'd just like to mention a couple things that have been said here already. It's said that Caterpillar sells tractors to many countries, including the Palestinians. But the Palestinians' tractors are not used to destroy tens of thousands of Israeli homes. The Palestinian tractor is not used to tear up the streets of Israeli villages. The Palestinian tractors are not used to build a wall on Israeli territory that isolates Israeli villages. They're not used to destroy hundreds of Israeli villages, but the Israeli tractors are used for all of these human rights violations.
Thank you. Thank you. Next three, please.
Are Ava Soto Perella, Gemma Noel, and Anika Henry. And they'll be followed by 60, 61, and 62, Rosella De Leon, Rochelle Goss, and Dipei Wu.
Okay, I don't see anybody coming up. Maybe you want to. I don't see anybody heading down from upstairs either, so why don't you.
There are some people in the other rooms.
Oh, okay. We got an overflow room. Forgot about that.
Peter Starzynski. Thank you.
And if you're in the overflow room, there is now a room upstairs in the council chamber on the third floor.
Cecilia A. Beckwith. Phyllis Eckmeyer.
Okay. Why don't you go? I'm sure other people are making their way here, but why don't you go ahead and start and give us your name? And you have
yes, my name is Cecilia Beckwith, and I'm here with Enlace.
Commissioner Novak, I too am concerned about the rise of anti-Semitism that exists right now in our country and the rise of racism and what I see as neo-fascism. So we're in a terrible state here, but this has nothing to do with the right of Israel to exist or truly anti-Semitism. This afternoon, you've been presented with testimony about the dehumanizing practices of prison profiteers and the role of Caterpillar in the destruction of human life in Palestine. We're here to ask you to do what's morally right, to do the right thing. You know, as elected officials, your relationship with representatives from powerful corporations such as Wells Fargo should not be the deciding factor as to how you vote today or how you the decisions that you make. Your decision needs to be based on the will of the well-informed people who have come to you and said, we do not want this done in our name. You have a social responsible investment committee who is offering you 10 various corporations that they're saying are the worst of the worst. We expect you to honor that as citizens of this city. We really do. Okay, we're not here to debate
thank
whether...
Thank you, ma'am. Your time's up. Time's up.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi there, my name is Nikki, and today I'm speaking on behalf of the Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines. We come today to stand alongside defenders of the land and support the divestment of Caterpillar as we connect the struggles of the freedom fighters in Palestine to that of our homeland, the Philippines. We plead with the city to consider the awful effects that Caterpillar will have on the land and people who are fighting for their right to survive. Caterpillar is not just involved in human rights violations in Palestine, it is also a contributor to projects that violate human rights violations of indigenous people in Guatemala, Honduras, North Dakota, and in the Philippines, where thousands of Lumad, the indigenous people of Mindanao, are being displaced from their homelands because of mining. I come from a country where business and money are prioritized, and this leads to policies against the people, their water, their land, and ultimately their lives. We cannot stand on the side of capitalism when it is destroying lives. Caterpillar sells military equipment to Israel through U.S. Foreign Military Sales Program, and this is disheartening.
Okay, thank you very much. Time's up.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dee Pei-Wu, and I'm here with you all this afternoon as the Executive Director of Portland Jobs with Justice, but also here as a practicing queer Asian American Buddhist and a student of divinity at the Star King School for Ministry. Go UUs. As a Buddhist, the call is to reduce the suffering of all sentient beings in the world. Shantideva, an Indian Buddhist monk whose writings have become foundational to social justice Buddhism, wrote the following prayer, and I'm not going to read the whole thing so that we have enough time. But may I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector of those without protection. The city of Portland has already taken important first steps to declare itself a sanctuary city. But what does that mean in action and in practice? For Buddhists, a vow of sanctuary would include a vow of non-harming. Divesting from bad actors like Wells Fargo and Caterpillar is an important step for our actions to match our words and our values. And thus, Portland Jobs with Justice supports the Socially Responsible Investments Committee recommendation for the city of Portland to divest from Wells Fargo and Caterpillar. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you all.
Not sure if I missed some of the names. There was Ava Soto Perella, Gemma Noel, Rosella De Leon. Okay, I know Peter Starzinski and Fabiana Streetman are both here. Come on up. Did I miss your name? I'm sorry. Oh, Rochelle, go ahead.
Okay, sir. Go ahead. We'll start with you.
Yes, thank you for having me here today. My name is Peter Starzinski. I am the executive director of the Northwest Accountability Project, and we seek to shine a light on extremism and divisiveness here in the Pacific Northwest. We are asking you to add Wells Fargo to the city's Do Not Buy list for so many reasons. This company consistently fails to reflect the values our city promotes. Many of the reasons have been stated here tonight or in the SRI report, but it also includes a recent $100 million fine from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau for opening phony accounts for unsuspecting customers, a recent, as of last week, lawsuit from their employees about mismanagement of retirement funds that actually helped enrich Wells Fargo, And the project we're working on, which is one of their executives, Jeffrey Grubb, is one of three trustees on the Murdoch Charitable Trust, which funds a wide range of anti-LGBTQ, anti-worker organizations, including the Alliance Defending Freedom, whose co-founder once said that AIDS was one way God punishes the LGBT community.
Thank you.
We've also found
that... Yes, sir. Your time's up.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Rochelle Goss. I'm national organizer with FASNA, which is a Christian organization that advocates for Palestinian human rights. I just want to quickly give everyone who's here in support the opportunity of the full edition of the 10 companies to hold up a sign or their hand to just show a sense of who's here in the crowd. So days after she wrote the words, I feel like I'm witnessing the systematic destruction of a people's ability to survive. My friend, Rachel Corey, was killed by a caterpillar bulldozer driven by the Israeli military as she stood in front of a Palestinian home, as you heard from her parents. We're in a moment of never-before-seen corporate power and profiteering of the destruction of people's lives. Your adoption of a socially responsible investment resolution is inspiring for cities all over this country, a model that's spreading. I currently organize with folks in 12 cities who are working with their council to implement a strong SRI policy modeled after yours. Your decision to accept the SRI committee's full recommendation adds critical momentum to these important efforts. I urge you to listen to those who are suffering directly at the hands of these profiteering companies, for the water protectors at Standing Rock, for the families whose lives are destroyed by mass incarceration, and for the children of Palestine.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Fabiana Scheckman. I'm an intern at NLASA right now, and I'm actually here to present a video testimony from Sonia Cowell, who's with Zevin Asset Management. Link that up.
Yep. My name is Sonia Kowal, and I'm the president of Zevin Asset Management, a Boston-based firm that's been investing responsibly for 20 years. Having followed Portland's deliberations with great interest, I believe that the recommendations of the city's Socially Responsible Investment Committee present the potential for meaningful, path-breaking action around human rights and private prison financing. I am very impressed by the thoroughness of the research undertaken by the committee. It resembles the approach that many investors use when evaluating these issues. However, I find the report of financial analysis to be puzzling, specifically the method of comparing the financial impact of divestment against a comparable U.S. Treasury bond. This is an apples to oranges comparison, and I believe strongly that the financial impact, if any, of adding companies to the Do Not Buy list would be much less than quantified in the city's report.
Okay. Thank you.
Walmart, thank you. Caterpillar, and
Wells. Keep playing or no?
No. Thank you. Who's next?
I'm sure I didn't get Ava, Gemma, and Rosella, just in case we've called you. And next will be Anita Rogers, Ron Werner, and Renato Quintero. These are the next 53, 54, and 55. And they'll be followed by Joni McClellan, Hannah Eid, Patrick O'Haron. So right now we should be going with Anita Rogers, Ron Werner, and Renato Quintero. Yeah, come on up.
Okay, why don't you go ahead, give us your name.
Hi, my name is Anita Rogers, and I am with the Partnership for Safety and Justice. And I have a two-minute video that is about the banking and the prison industry, and I'm wondering if I could have permission to play the full 2 minutes, since it's an issue that hasn't been covered.
We've got a lot of people that have
I understand.
So you're cutting into other people's ability to testify. So you can show us half the video, or you can use your 1 minute to convey what's in the video to us.
I will do half the video, although I need to find it. Is it okay if somebody...
Okay.
And you can also send us a link to it, and we can watch it.
Yeah, that's...
Thank you.
Lunes?
Yes, you're next.
Good afternoon. My name is Renato Quintero. I am a janitor and the executive president of SEIU Local 49. We have been proud supporters of the City of Portland Socially Responsible Investment Policy since that was enacted in 2013. I am here today the City Council assess and implement the Social Responsible Investing Recommendation. Added ban the profit from incarceration to the City Do Not Buy list is extremely important for our members. Those bans provide billions of dollars that allow prison corporations to build more prison and detention centers. Our union members have families that are broken and divided when a member of the family is in detention. The impact is not only economic, since they have to seek legal support, but it is also emotionally. The city should invest in companies that are doing something positive for the community, companies that don't hurt families. We have invested in community to know what kind of companies are investing in.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Renato.
This is a video from In the Public Interest.
Okay.
Analyst with In the Public Interest, a think tank in Washington, D.C. For much of the past year, I researched a report that we released earlier this month titled The Banks That Finance Private Prison Companies. It reviewed SEC filings from the past 10 years from the two largest private prison companies, Geo Group and CCA, now called CoreCivic. The report found that Wells Fargo and JP Morgan Chase are two of the banks most involved in financing Geo Group's and CCA's debts, and HSBC is involved as well. As of this June, Wells Fargo and JP Morgan Chase were part of syndicates that had loaned CCA and Geo Group a combined $1.3 billion. Wells Fargo also underwrote $144 million of CCA's and Geo Group's bonds, and is the trustee for all four of Geo Group's bond offerings. CCA and Geo Group use debt financing from these banks. Right.
Thank you.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
Joni McClellan, Hannah Eid, and Patrick O'Haron. And they'll be followed by 62, 63, and 64, Andy Alverson, Rod Such, and Reverend Bill Sinkford.
Go ahead.
My name is Han Naid. I'm a Palestinian American and a student at PSU. I'm coming here today to not only show solidarity with my own people, but with the people of Standing Rock and the people of the Philippines. Caterpillar is not only destroying homes, but they're destroying farmland and in Palestine. And in Standing Rock, they're destroying sacred land. And so I think that as the city of Portland, who has already condemned the Dakota Access Pipeline, we should act upon that. And so when these slogans come up, that water is life, it truly is. It's not just in Palestine, not just in Standing Rock, but everywhere. And I think as a city, we need to respect that. And I also wanted to mention some comments made earlier. I think that if the driver of the D9 bulldozer destroying my home was wearing leather-free boots and a wool-free beret, I would still care more about my home being destroyed. So, thank you.
Hi, my name is Dr. Patrick O'Haron. I'm the board president of Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility. I want to talk briefly about the Dakota Access Pipeline and connections to Caterpillar and Wells Fargo. First, just mention that I don't think I've heard this, Wells Fargo is heavily invested in the nuclear weapons industry as well as Dakota Access Pipeline. A pipeline spill would be absolutely devastating to the Standing Rock people, and unfortunately, pipeline spills are all too common, with over 2,000 happening in the last two decades. I personally went to Standing Rock and provided medical care and personally witnessed violations of human rights and brutalization of peaceful demonstrators. Tom Pallette, the president of the construction industries at Caterpillar, stated, quote, Caterpillar is proud to support the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Energy sources must be developed and used in an environmentally sustainable manner and delivered in a responsible way. This pipeline is a prime example of that, end quote. Caterpillar is either lying or have done no due diligence to verify these outlandish claims of environmental sustainability and corporate responsibility. Please include Caterpillar and Wells Fargo on your Do Not Buy list.
Thank you.
I'm Joni McClellan. I'm with the United Church of Christ, Kairos Milwaukee Church, as well as the chair of the Portland Fellowship of Reconciliation. And I think it's so important that you align our investments in our city with the values that we have been bringing up on human rights. We've had some courageous people on the committees of SRI and the Human Rights Commission, and I just think that it's wonderful to be able to follow their recommendations. Remember this photo. This is not Bob the bulldozer. This is Bob the destructor of homes and communities and families. And I just want you to keep that in mind when you're thinking about Caterpillar being put on the no-buy list. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all.
The next three are Andy Alverson, Rod Such, and Reverend Bill Sinkford. And they'll be followed by 65, 66, and 67, Romero Sosa, Pedro Sosa, and Eileen Sherlock.
Well, which one of you wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
My name is Rod Such, and I'm a retired encyclopedia editor and a member of the Steering Committee of Occupation Free Portland. The real question here is why Portland has invested $110 million since 2014 in a fossil fuel extraction company after the city of Portland placed 200 fossil fuel companies on the Do Not Buy list. Of the nearly 50 corporations that qualify for investment, Caterpillar is the only fossil fuel extraction company on that list. Why would the city send a message to 200 companies to, quote, keep it in the ground, but invest $110 million in a company that specializes in taking it out of the ground? Why would the city pass a resolution condemning the Dakota Access Pipeline, but invest $110 million in Caterpillar, which is building the pipeline?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Touch.
I'm Reverend Bill Sinkford of the First Unitarian Church of Portland. I want to applaud the council and the city of Portland for taking this issue as seriously as you have. I think it speaks very well of it and frankly makes me and my congregation proud. It is clear to me that investment decisions are moral decisions as well as financial decisions. And I urge you to accept the recommendations of the SRI panel and take the actions to with regard to all of the companies listed. That is a good step for us to eliminate our investment in the worst of the worst. But I hope that we can have a vision which is broader than that. I hope that we can move to understand our investments as needing to be going to the best of the best, to be nourishing human flourishing rather than merely avoiding human destruction. And that is my hope for our city. Would make me and my congregation even more proud than we already are.
Thank you. Thank you both.
The next three, was there an Andy Alverson? Okay. The next three will be Romero Sosa, Pedro Sosa, and Eileen Sherlock. And they'll be followed by 68, 69, and 70, Alfredo Gonzalez, Charlie Flewelling, and Dee Puget.
Romeo. Start it off.
Good afternoon, City Commissioners. My name is Romeo Sosa, and I'm the Executive Director of WOS, Worker Rights Education Project. On behalf of the laborers, I'm here to support the recommendation of the SRI committee, and specifically Wells Fargo to put a not to buy list from that list. And 4 years ago, in the last four years, we have about 15 day labor got deported because all these private prisons. Every day we hear all these deportations and the way that they live in the prisons. Also, some of them, they told us the story that they have to work all day and to get paid $1. And they have to, if they want to make a phone call, it costs like $3 to $5 to make a 5 minutes phone call. So all these unjust human rights violation, labor rights violation, it happened there. And I'm glad that in LAS and other groups that they brought this issue, and I hope that you take into account that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Yolanda. I'm actually filling in for Pedro Sosa. Would that be okay? Well, like I said, my name is Yolanda Sandoval. I'm queer, undocumented, unafraid, and unashamed. I am a dreamer. I have DACA, but it was expired 2 weeks ago, and I got into this fear of being deported and getting in the hands of private prisons, such as the detention center that deports people, my people, me. And it's very, very, to me, it means a lot if you can think of please help on divesting on private prisons and start divesting or start investing on an education. Why? Because I made it through so many things. I graduated from OTI. I graduated from a pre-apprentice electrician. Now I'm in an apprentice with Local 48. I've been doing so many things, and I'm not a drug dealer. I'm not a criminal. I'm a hard worker. I'm a student, and I don't want to go anywhere because this is my home. I've been here since I was 6 years old.
My name is Ruth Campbell, and I'm reading a statement from Eileen Sterlock. My name is Eileen Sterlock, and I am an immigration attorney with a solo practice here in downtown Portland. It is impossible for me to convey all the reasons why profiting off the detention of men and women and children is wrong in the very short time I have today. I just want to tell one story about a mother, call her Christina, and her 5-year-old son from Guatemala, who I represented pro bono in their removal proceedings at the Artesia Family Detention Center. Both the mother and child had been victims of severe domestic violence in Guatemala, including beatings, death threats, and rape. They came to the U.S. to seek protection. I made 3 separate trips to the detention center in New Mexico to represent this mother and son, and I witnessed their physical and psychological health deteriorate due to the horrific conditions of their detention. Right before their final hearing at immigration court, the mother told me about an incident a few days earlier where one of the guards at the detention center began screaming at her. Christina had tried to intervene when an older child had been bullying her son. The guard yelled at Christina that she would be sent to jail and deported, and that her son would be taken away from her. Her 5-year-old son witnessed the incident. Christina told me that since the incident, her son could not stop crying, and he didn't want to be at the detention center anymore.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you can submit that letter for the record if you wish.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Next are 68, 69, and 70, Alfredo Gonzalez, Charlie Flewelling, and Dee Pujade. I believe is the last name. And they'll be followed by 73, 74, and 75, Harriet Cook, Will Fuller, and Eric Vega.
Good afternoon, everyone. Alfredo Gonzalez. I used to be a former PSU student, campaigned 3 years for the PSU Foundation to divest from fossil fuels, advocated for Multnomah as well as the city to divest from fossil fuels, put kayaks down on the front line so that we could keep the Shell oil rig. My point being that we got to start taking climate change seriously. And a main obstacle of doing that is that we're not engaging people of color. Now, I know exactly for sure that 1 in every 2 kids in Multnomah County, home of Portland, is a person of color. Right now, we're talking about investments, and the future is the kids that are people of color in this city. And I fully support the recommendation put on by the SRI committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Dee Pujade. I am the chair of the Holy Land Task Force for the United Methodist Church of Oregon and Idaho. And I would just like to report that last June, a year ago June, the United Methodist Church of Oregon and Idaho passed a divestment resolution which included Caterpillar, along with a couple of other bad actors. That resolution is in the process of being implemented by the financial committees of the local annual conference of the Methodist Church. So you can add the Methodists to the list of churches who endorse divesting from Caterpillar, and I would add my voice to the other voices you've heard today and ask you to please divest from Caterpillar for all the reasons that you've already heard.
Okay. Thank you both.
First, Audrey Elverson, maybe? I think I said Andy. And Charlie Flewelling. And then we will go with, I skipped 72, Sandy Polishek and Harriet Cook and Will Fuller. 72, 3, and 4 come up now. And they'll be followed by Eric Vega, Peter Miller, and Ileana Marchand.
Will, we'll start with you.
Okay, I'm Will Fuller. I'm here to have you accept all 10 recommendations of the SRI committee as a whole package, especially Caterpillar. I'm concerned that you're pressured to reject the Caterpillar recommendation because some of the organizations support the BDS movement. Resist that misguided pressure. Be guided by the facts. For three reasons. First, you've accepted the principle of socially responsible investments. You've developed a committee to review those. Back your committee. Second, judge the recommendations on their merits, not some individual organization. My approach to controversial issues like this is first investigate and then understand the positions, take a position, and not get too cocksure that I'm right. After investigation, I support the Caterpillar recommendation. I'm no expert. The SRIC is. Back their good research. Finally, the reasons for divesting from Caterpillar are a lot more than the involvement in Israeli mistreatment of Palestinians. This adds significant weight to the recommendation.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Harriet Cook, and I'm here representing myself and the Portland Public Banking Alliance. I've been a lay leader also at congregations Havara Shalom and Penei Or for the last 20 years, and I wholeheartedly support these 10 recommendations for the Do Not Buy list as an expression of Jewish values. Divestment, however, is only half of the equation. As Jennifer Cooperman brought up, if I listened carefully enough, the amount of money that we will potentially lose from divestment is going to be less than what we could make back simply by creating our own Public Bank of Portland. And the Portland Public Banking Alliance would like to request that the City Council seriously explore the potential of a Municipal Bank of Portland. By establishing a banking institution to directly handle and manage our city funds, we can eliminate many high fees and costs of doing business with big banks that pay their CEOs and managers exorbitant salaries and that use our deposits to finance loans to corporations and institutions that violate our city's values.
Thank you.
And objectives. I've dropped off some information. Some of it is copied from this book, Local Sense, Local Dollars, and I invite you to read more deeply into it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Sandy?
Hi, I'm Sandy Polishek with 350 PDX. In this new political times, leading locally is more important than ever. Portland has made us proud in many ways with its landmark planning and actions on sustainability, placing the Carbon Tracker 200 on the Do Not Buy list, and banning new fossil fuel infrastructure. I'm here today to ask you to keep the Carbon Tracker 200 list of companies with the largest fossil fuel reserves on the list for another year. Additionally, I want to say that the SIR committee has recommended companies with, they didn't cite it for this, but they have climate reasons to be on the list. Caterpillar is digging the Dakota Access Pipeline. Wells Fargo is a major and loyal funder of the pipeline. Please, I ask you, confirm your support for the Standing Rock Water Protectors by accepting the recommendation of your committee and putting Caterpillar and Wells Fargo on the Do Not Buy list alongside the Carbon Tracker 200. Thank you.
The next three are Eric Vega, Peter Miller, and Ileana Mashoud. And they'll be followed by 80, Jackie Ford, 81, David Delk, and 83, Eileen Lipkin.
Sir, why don't you go ahead and start?
Thank you. My name is Eric Vega. I'm with the Portland Immigrant Rights Coalition. As you probably know, many immigrants are displaced workers who are then incarcerated in this country. 73% of detention beds are operated by for-profit corporations. It is estimated that Portland sent approximately 1,000 people to detention in 2015. These are corporations that make profits off of punishment and incarceration and suffering, and it doesn't have to be that way. I am not a religious man, but there is a profound idea upon the land. It is the idea that no human being is illegal, nor should they be put in cages for another's profit. They are children of God, displaced, and now subject to your views. Please support the SRI recommendations. To paraphrase, what does it profit a city if it makes money, but it loses its soul.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Peter Miller. I'm a steering committee member of Occupation Free Portland and a native Oregonian. The folks opposed to putting Caterpillar on the Do Not Buy list, who I note mostly are not here anymore, have provided you absolutely no evidence, because there is none, that Caterpillar does not indeed violate people's human rights, either in North Dakota or in Palestine.